Good afternoon. I'm Laura Earn with the Sheridan Sun Radio News Update. Let's talk about every student's favorite pastime, sleep. Are you getting enough? Colleen Podmaroff has that story.
There seems to be a national day for almost anything. Friday, March 17th may spark your interest. It's National Sleep Day, which is an annual event organized by the World Sleep Day Committee of the World Association of Sleep Medicine since 2008. It is aimed to celebrate the benefits of good and healthy sleep and to draw society's attention to the burden of sleep problems and to promote sleep disorder prevention and management. This year's slogan is Sleep Soundly, Nurture Life. The National Institute of Health states that college students are one of the most sleep-deprived populations. Sleep deprivation in students has been linked to lower GPAs because sleep affects concentration, memory, and the ability to learn. Research at Brown University has found that approximately 11% of students report good sleep, while 73% report sleep problems. Let's hear it from Sheridan students on their tips for getting a good sleep as a student.
So my tip for better sleep would be include regular physical activity in your day. This tires you up through the day and it promotes to better, longer, deeper sleeps, I find. And then another thing is not to have caffeine too close to bedtime. So, or try to stick to herbal tea if you want something like that, because it has a lower caffeine count and it won't keep you up as long. Then also having a good sleep schedule. Trying to go to bed at the same time every day rather than, you know, the student life of you're up till 1 a.m. one night and then you're going to bed at 7 and just changing it all up. Just try to set a schedule and not let homework or stress interfere with that and take, you know, time to yourself to just dewind at the end of the night.
My tips for students trying to get a better sleep would be, firstly, to make sure that you really wind yourself down at the end of the night. This could be by taking a nice bath, or just reading a book, anything to eliminate yourself from stress. My second tip would be to make sure that your cell phone is shut off and not in your bed at all. I try and put my cell phone on a desk or on my nightstand, and I use an alarm clock instead of using an alarm on my phone. And the third tip I would give to students would be to really try and get 8 hours of sleep. I always find that if I get 8 hours of sleep, I'm way more refreshed in the morning, and I'm less likely to not pay attention in class.
I would say the one key thing for me is having like a nighttime routine. Like for me to get a good night's sleep, it's like a half an hour ordeal of prep work to get there. Like, you know, I have to light a candle for a little bit, drink my tea, like with just the candlelight on, and then, you know, like wash my face. Like I have to do a routine and I have to have it in a specific order because that's like how my body knows it's time to shut her down. And then sometimes if it's like sometimes you just gotta have the melatonin stored in the cabinet, and for those nights where you really cannot sleep, you just gotta take it, and it sucks, but it's what you gotta do because you have to sleep.
As a student, it may be hard to get a proper sleep between assignments, part-time jobs, and extracurriculars. The more you know about your own sleep patterns and your own sleep needs, the more you can use sleep as a tool to increase your productivity. You may not realize how some of your habits may be making it more difficult for you to fall asleep or stay asleep. Rest up, everyone. I'm your host, Colleen Pomeroff, for the Sheridan Sun Radio.
Here are your sports and the six highlights. Toronto Raptors were victorious on Sunday. They beat Indiana 116-91. They play Chicago Bulls on Tuesday. We're looking for another victory. The Toronto Maple Leafs are at the ACC tonight. They play the Boston Bruins. Catch that match at 7:30. The children's show Sesame Street is introducing a new character with autism. Her name is Julia, a young Muppet with red hair and bright green eyes. Program bosses hope to reduce the stigma attached to the condition through her character. Although this character will be new for the show, it already exists in both print and digital, as part of an initiative called Sesame Street and Autism. See amazing in all children. Julia makes her first appearance on April 10th in the U.S. A Whippy woman is facing several charges, including assault after she allegedly punched a police officer during an impaired driving investigation on Friday. She was arrested and charged with impaired operation, failed to provide breath sample, and assault to police. She was released on a promise to appear in court. Police also charge a 33-year-old woman from Gatineau with impaired driving after she was spotted driving erratically on Auto Route 50 with an infant in the back. Police allege the woman's blood alcohol content was more than twice the legal limit. The car was seized and her license was suspended for 90 days. The infant has been placed with a family member. The woman is to appear in court on May 31st. Her name has not been released, but police say that this is not her first impaired driving offense. Police continue to look for the St. Catharines man. The suspect drives a dark gray van with the license plate BYTE392. The man is considered dangerous. Do not approach. Call the police if you spot the vehicle. I'm Laura Earn for Sheridan Sun Radio.